Dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Lo de mi hijo no es normal. Lleva 2 años en clase de inglés y sigue en el mismo nivel que cuando empezó. Desaparece durante 1 hora 3 veces a la semana y cuando vuelve es que no habla ni una palabra de inglés. Lo único que dice es, mamá, no quiero volver.
Si te siguen pasando estas Stranger Things con los cursos de inglés de tus hijos, es hora de salir de la oscuridad. Darles la oportunidad que tú no tuviste con Vaughan Jr. Un curso de inglés adaptado a su ritmo de aprendizaje, divertido y eficaz. Con unos profesores únicos que les motivan y despiertan sus ganas de aprender. Date prisa antes de que desaparezcan las últimas plazas que nos quedan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
We're back, everybody, just like that. We're back. You say, where did he go? Pues he vuelto. Here I am. We're back. You're listening to the Drive Time Show exclusively on Vaughan Radio. And if you want to join us on Instagram, we're live. Estamos en directo también en Instagram. We're also live on Instagram. My name is I'm Kyle Miller because I'm Kyle Miller, you see? Pero EM, I'm Kyle Miller. And if you want to participate in our Twitter translation, send me a message. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Menos mal que te agachaste. Tell me how to say that in English. Also, before I get too far into this, I want to remind you that you can get classes from Vaughan, from the best teachers anywhere. And give us a call. I encourage you to call us 91-133-5833. Give us a call, everybody, and our wonderful and helpful staff will guide you towards the best products available to help you with your needs with the English language. That's 91-133-5833. But now, in an effort to help out people from all around the world, anywhere. Well, especially in Spain today, right, Tino? We have a message from somewhere out in the countryside. No sé dónde está. I'm going to make sure you can hear this on Instagram as well. I'm talking about Inglés para la España de siempre. Inglés para la España de siempre.
¡Ole!
¡Ay, ay, ay!
¡Ole!
¡Ay, ay, ay!
¡Divertido!
¡Ay, ay, ay!
¡El niño de Canadá! ¡Qué arte más grande!
Buenas tardes, Kyle. O como decís vosotros los angloparlantes, good evening. Kyle, soy Ancho de Rivadavia y te llamaba porque mi rapaciña, Locaya, acabase de abrir un bar, un restaurante. Queremos decir a la gente pues que no solo tenemos un excelente marisco, sino también tenemos excepcionales productos del interior, sobre todo derivados de la ternera y del cerdo. Pues oye, que thank you very much y que estamos en contacto, Kai. Muchas gracias.
All right. Now, I don't know if you could hear that on Instagram. Could you hear? Tell me, guys, on Instagram, could you hear it? Could you hear it? I hope so. But anyway, this is a gentleman. He's from the north of Spain. And he was saying, look, we have here in our restaurant, tenemos no solamente productos gallegos o, bueno, productos del mar, marisco y todo eso. Not only do we have products from, you know, seafood products, but we also have products from the interior. So we also have beef. We also have pork. We also have beef and pork. So It's interesting when we talk about a cow, la vaca. Well, you do the same in Spanish. La vaca es el animal y luego la ternera. Right? Pero el cerdo. And then you say cerdo. Cerdo y cerdo. Right? But in English we say a pig. And the meat from the pig is called pork. It is what it is, people. The meat from the pig is called pork. Right? So not only do we have great seafood, but we also have products from the interior, like Kubla says on Instagram, products from the interior, and we have great beef and pork. Great beef and pork. All right? So there you have it. And a little question. If you have your question, send me a message. Grábame un audio. Send me an audio question, and we can play it on the radio. Right, Tina? Remember when we used to do that? Hace tiempo.
Ya sabes.
Exactly. It's been a while since people have sent us any questions like that through audio. So, mándame un audio, and I'll build it into the show, okay? Anyway, so let's jump ahead and compare a couple of terms in a section we call What's the Difference?
Like, act, make, do, go, come, take, bring.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? All right, it is time for today's What's the Difference? And we have, this one was a question. Era una pregunta. It was a question. We had Pedro, who said, Kyle, ¿cuál es la diferencia entre now, for now, what's the difference between for now and by now? Ooh, good question. For now and by now. So when you say for now, you mean temporary. Por ahora. For now. For now. Okay? So if you do something temporary, like we say, look, the other day this microphone wasn't working. Remember that, Tino? What was it? Thursday? El jueves? O algo así? Thursday, Friday? The microphone wasn't working, so Tino said, Kyle, he said, use this one for now, temporarily, until we figure out the problem. So I have my main microphone, but we'll use the other one for now. De momento. Hasta futuro aviso. Or until, you know, for now. But if you say by now, I think it's like para ahora. Could you say that para ahora debería haber estudiado cinco capítulos? Or it's more like hasta ahora. By now. Well, hasta ahora can be up to now as well. We use the present perfect. But for now, by now, you should have. It's often used with a with an assessment of what should have been done. By now, you should have read the first two chapters. So I tell my students, study up to, estudia hasta la página 15. Para ahora, maybe? Para ahora. Yolanda says, para ahora. By now, you should have. Deberías haber estudiado hasta la página, hasta el capítulo 15. Why haven't you done it? Why haven't you studied up to chapter 15? By now you should have studied up to chapter 15. By now. So for now is temporary. Temporary, and yeah, Kubla usually has a good answer. He says temporary before this moment. Yeah, by now. And it's usually followed by this idea of you should have done this. I should have learned by now. It's like every time I go out in the middle of the day when I try to go shopping at 2 o'clock. Y voy de compras en el barrio at 2 o'clock, and then the stores are closed because it's this, you know, it's a siesta. I've lived here long enough that I should know that by now. I should know that by now, right? Ya a esas alturas, ¿no? Deberías saber eso, Kyle. Hombre. You should know that by now. By, no, there's by now. Perfect example. By now. But for now is temporary. For now. We'll do this for now. Later on, we'll do something else. But for now? Look, for now, we're talking grammar. Later on, we'll talk about history later. But for now, we're talking about grammar. Okay? And there you have it. What's the difference? By now and for now. Hopefully that is reasonably clear. Now, we have a bunch of questions from listeners like you. Let's get into them. A bunch of questions arrived in the Facebook group and also on Instagram and Twitter. And let's have a look in today's By Request.
By Request. Inglés a la carta.
That's right, friends. It's By Request. Inglés a la carta. Laura, how you doing? It's our friend Laura checking in. Irene is with us too in Encarna. Lots of people saying hello. Good to see you all. Our first question comes from, I don't know who. No sé quién. I copied it from Facebook and I apologize. Discúlpame. If it's your question, I don't know who wrote this question, but they say, hi, Kyle. I would be grateful if you could help me with these questions. Number one, how do you say in English, mi móvil no tiene cobertura? Okay, you could say, my phone doesn't have signal. I guess I'd say, I don't have signal here. I don't have any signal. Yeah, we don't really say coverage. I think I would only say I don't have coverage. Because I lived in Spain too long, so I get stuff like that creep into my brain. I think we say, I don't have signal. My phone doesn't have signal. There's no signal here. I can't pick up a signal here. How about that? Okay. Mi móvil no tiene saldo. Ah, now we have to top up your mobile. Es que no tiene saldo. I've run out of balance. There's no balance left. There's no balance left on my phone. I have to top it up. So we have also quedarse sin, to run out of. And this listener knows. He says, I've run out of. He quedado sin. Quedarse sin is to run out of battery. To run out of, credit. I'm running out of credit on my phone. And then he says, how do you say saldo? Yeah, saldo, I think I would say credit. Yeah. So you have to top up the credit on my phone, or top up the balance, we could say. I've run out of balance. There's no balance left on my phone. I've run out. So I have to top it up. Okay. Now, there's another question. This one comes from Jose, or as I like to say, Joe, from Huelva. Huelva! And he says, hey, Kyle, what's the difference between the preposition in and into? Ooh, muy bien, good one. In and into. Well, into has, in is dentro. The pen is in my pocket. The pen is in my pocket, but now it's going into. Está entrando. It's going into my pocket. It's going into my pocket. It's going into my pocket. It's in my pocket. Where's the pen? It's in my pocket. So when we use into, todo junto, una palabra, into, I-N-T-O, into. Into is with movement. Look, there's someone over there coming into the, there's someone coming into the office. Did you see Tino a few minutes ago? He just came into the studio. Acaba de llegar. I just saw him walk into the room. He came into the room. Not this room, in that room. He went into the room. I came into this studio at Aces. I came into the studio at 6 o'clock and I'm still here. Tino came in at, what time did you come in, Tino? 3 o'clock? A las tres? Tino came in at 3 o'clock. He came into the office at 3 o'clock. Now he's here. Where is he? He's in the office. We don't say he's into the office. No, solo cuando hay movimiento. Okay? To go into, go there. Remember, go there, come here. Go there, come here. Entrando, pero para allá, going there. He's going into the room. He's coming into this room. Okay, he's crawling in, he's walking in, driving into, whatever. Entrando into. Okay? Now there is another use. Hay otro uso. People at home are saying, en serio, qué curioso, cuéntamelo. Okay, into, right? Right? To be into something. Es otra cosa. To be into something means to be metido en cosas no comunes. Bueno, no comunes, not necessarily uncommon, but metido en el mundillo de algo. Right? Tino is into collecting rocks. Le gusta coleccionar las piedras.
Me encanta.
Exactly. He's into it. He loves it. He's into collecting minerals. Minerales, no? Minerals and stones. I'm into baseball. At the start of the show, I was talking about baseball for 7 minutes. The vast majority of my listeners didn't care. I probably shouldn't have done it. Why did I do it? Why did I waste, malgastar, 7 minutos hablando del baseball? Because I'm into baseball. Estoy muy metido en eso. I'm into it. I'm into it. I'm into rock music. I'm not into rap. I'm into baseball. I'm not really into football. No me interesa. No me llama la atención, right? To be into something, it means to be metido en el mundo de algo. Okay? Sol PZ said, can I use it in a formal environment? Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a fairly common structure. You could use it formally. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Formally or informally. Anyway, folks, that is our question about in versus into. Hopefully, the difference is clear. And that was it for our questions today for By Request. So if you have more questions, mándame tus preguntas, tus dudas. Send your questions on Instagram, on Twitter, or, of course, in the free Facebook group. No cuesta nada. What are you waiting for? Join the fun at English with Kyle. Now, I think it's time for today's vocabulary. Yes, a little funky music. That means it's vocabulary time. And that means it's time for our special guest. The one in the house, everybody. The one and only. Let's get a round of applause for Tino. Yeah!
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And there he is. You can see him right. You can kind of see him over my shoulder. See, there he is. Look. You see him? There he is. Hello. Saying hi, waving to the crowd. And today, Tino, we're going to talk about we're going to talk about TV.
Okay.
And TV series.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a series. It's interesting because we say one series. We don't say Siri.
No.
We say series. Siempre con ese.
Mm-hmm.
One series, 10 series. A series.
Mm-hmm.
Are you watching any TV series right now?
Not right now.
Do you like watching TV series?
Yeah, I do.
What was the last series that you really loved?
I think the last I saw, it's not bad, Chernobyl.
Oh, yeah? Was it good? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, not bad.
Is it on Netflix?
No, it's on HBO.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
And is it, like, real, like, documentary of what happened?
Yeah, so.
Okay, okay. All right. Well, I saw. Yeah, I watched a few that I liked. I'm into. I really liked, of course, Breaking Bad. Have you seen that?
Oh, I have a problem with Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Yep. Alberto Alonso told me when I was watching Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I was in the fourth temporada.
Season. Yeah.
Yeah. And he told me, how are you watching Breaking Bad in Spanish?
Okay.
Let's go and see it in English.
Okay. Well.
And I did it till the fourth season.
Well, that's good. That's great.
But I never saw the fifth season, not in Spanish and even not in
Why
English.
Why not?
I don't know. I didn't have time. I didn't have find the moment.
Sorry. I just realized the folks on. We got a big gang here on Instagram who can't hear, probably, right?
Mm.
So I'll put this. I've got it fixed though now. I'm going to hold these headphones up so they can hear this. This is Tino live with us. So, yeah, I recommend you pick it up. You resume it because it is a great series.
I was talking about Alberto Alonso. I was watching 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I think when I came to work to Vaughan, Alberto told me, how are you watching Breaking Bad in Spanish?
Yeah.
that's not good. And he's right. I start to watch all the series.
Mm-hmm.
I start from scratch.
Nice, from scratch, desde cero. Great.
But I never finish. I go just to the fourth season, as in Spanish.
Mm.
And I never finished it.
Well, you've got to resume it though, because it's a great series.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of hooked on the prequel series, Better Call Saul. You know that one?
Yeah, I know, but
it's really good.
Yeah.
And in any language, I recommend it. It's so good. And now they're filming the sixth and final season. They're filming it.
Oh.
So it'll come out, I think, next year.
Mm.
Hopefully early next year, maybe March or something. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, we got to look at some vocabulary here.
Yeah.
So we have, as we said, serie is?
Series.
Series. Yeah, sure. Y temporada?
Season.
Season, of course. Like the seasons of the year also.
Yeah.
Primavera, todo eso. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Episodio.
An episode?
Episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, episode. Sure. Protagonista.
It's the main. The main. Can't remember.
A character. We could say the main character. Well, the main actor, the main character.
Yeah.
The main character. Now, we could say the protagonist as well, the protagonist or the main character.
Mm hmm.
El guion.
The script.
Script. Sure. Trama. Como la historia, ¿no? ¿Qué sigue?
The storyline.
Yeah, exactly. That nice. The storyline.
Yeah.
Storyline. Los buenos.
The goodies.
The goodies or the good guys. Y los malos.
The baddies.
The baddies. Or I'd say the bad guys.
Bad guys.
Yeah, the good guys and the bad guys. The goodies and the baddies. All right. Reparto. El reparto is
the cast.
The cast, exactly. C-A-S-T, the cast. Que también es escayola, en el brazo.
Mm?
You break your arm, you have your arm in a cast. But it also means el reparto de la película o lo que sea. The cast, C-A-S-T.
Mm-hmm.
Y tema musical.
The theme or...
Yeah, the theme song.
Theme song.
Right, the theme song.
I know that.
Or the...
Yeah.
Drive time theme song.
Yeah.
Theme song, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. Well, just like that, those are all the words I have, Tino, for today. But why don't we go through one more time and review, okay?
Okay.
So serie was?
Series.
Series. Episodio?
Season.
Episode.
Ah, sorry.
Right? So we have episode or we have capítulo. Capítulo, which is an episode.
Mm-hmm.
In a book, it's a chapter. On TV, it's an episode.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Ah. Y bueno, temporada?
temporada, season.
Season, yeah, season. Protagonista.
Main character.
The main character, sure. El guion.
The script.
Very good. The script. La trama.
Storyline.
Nice. The storyline. La trama de la historia. Los buenos y los malos.
The goodies and the baddies.
Goodies and baddies, or good guys and bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
El reparto.
The cast.
The cast. And finally, tema musical.
Theme song.
The theme song, or theme tune, or theme song. Perfect.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, great job. Well done.
Not so difficult today.
Yeah, not too bad, but you did a great job. Thank you, Tino.
Thank you very much.
So we'll finish there with Tino. Thank you. We can say goodbye to Tino for today, but hopefully you'll be back tomorrow with more.
Of course, I will.
Wonderful. Thank you, Tino.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And there you have it. Just like that, he's off into the evening. That was Tino. Now, before we go, we have to finish with our Twitter translation. Menos mal que te agachaste. Menos mal. And we have a lot of people writing in. Good job. Jonathan says, good job, you. Now, I would say it's a good thing. It's a good thing you... Let me see. Da, da, da. It's a good thing you... People writing in on Instagram. It's a good thing you bent down to tie your shoelaces and then bent over for stretching. Okay. It's a good thing you ducked. I like that. Menos mal que te agachaste. It's a good thing you ducked. D-U-C-K-E-D. So the verb to duck. To duck or to duck down. Agachar, to duck. We're out of time, everybody. Thanks for your participation in the Twitter translation. And with today's program, thanks for listening. We're out of time. I'm going to finish there. Stay tuned for more fun here on Vaughn Radio, and I'll be back tomorrow with more, another episode. Have a great evening, folks, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
¿Sabes que ahora también puedes ver Vaughan Radio en directo? Síguenos en twitch.tv/Vaughan Radio.
Ya está aquí el libro English Grammar de Vaughan. Toda la gramática del inglés en un solo libro. Se trata de un libro diseñado para ayudar a hispanohablantes con la gramática del inglés. Encontrarás en él todas las explicaciones gramaticales que necesitas para dominar el idioma y además redactadas de forma sencilla, clara y concisa. Al estar escrito para hispanohablantes, es mucho más sencillo entender cualquier concepto gramatical y esto se nota a lo largo de todo el libro. Además, viene con un código para descargar el audio que acompaña el libro. Entra en vaughantienda.com y hazte con él. English Grammar, de Vaughan.
Si los profesionales de su empresa no comunican eficazmente en inglés, su empresa no necesita clases de inglés. Su empresa necesita...